Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we were speaking about Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imlech Le'olam Vod. That what it means is that you have to see from the Hoyve, from the present, that Hashem is Melech, Hashem is Malchus in the present, meaning in this world. Last week, 2 weeks ago, 6 months ago, and 10 years from now, you have to see that Hashem Malach, that everything started with Hashem. He was king at the root, at the source. We all have the same source. And Hashem Yimloch, the future as well. And the ultimate future, not in a year or 2 years from now, but Lasid Lava, in that new world. So it all has to start, though. The reason the Seder is not Hashem Moloch, Melech, and Yimloch, first past, then present, then future, is because it has to start with the present. You have to see from the present the Moloch and the Yimloch. So, and we see this by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Melech, כשאנחנו נושאים עין אל כל המציאות שסובבת אותנו, אנחנו רואים המוני פרטים. התפיסה הראשונית מקבצת אותם רק בחינת הווה. הם נמצאים יחד זה בצד זה כשכנים טובים בתוך העולם. זו התפיסה הכוללת שאנחנו יכולים לתפוס את כל הפרטים. אנחנו רואים המוני פרטים מכל הבחינות, כל הנברים כולם, מערכות דומם, צומח, חי, מדבר, על כל ההסתעפויות. כל המערכות האלו מצטרפות בדעתנו כיחד, בהווה משותף. הם נמצאים יחד במערכת משותפת של העולם הזה, על כל חוקיו ומסגרותיו. We look at this world and we see lots and lots and lots of details. We only see them in the present. That's the only way we can perceive them. They have the common present in this world. That's their yachad. He said, Melech, milashon kulam, that he gathers everything together. We see all the details of the world, and that's the Hashem Melech. That's the tfisa, that's what the tfisa, the understanding has to be. That all the details of the world express that God is king. They all are united to one metzius, under Hashem's Malchus. Avraham Avinu saw the Bira Dolekes. He wanted to see what's Mitzarev, all of these things together. He saw the world on fire. Everything is, the fire goes up, everything is going upwards. He wanted to bring them all together. Or Milashon Kloya, that the fire burns everything. It makes everything into fire. That everything is godliness. Everything is the Eish Ochla of the Shechina. Avram ra birat doleket. Hu ra'a she'advarim kalim el echad. Shehu gavoha yoter mikol ha'pratim kulam. He saw that one that brought everything together. Much bigger than anything in this world. Hadvarim לא נמצאים יחד בשכנות טובה, אלא הם יותר אחד מזה. האחד של שכנות טובה לא מספיקה להסביר את העולם, את הבירה הדולקת. יש כאן אחד יותר גבוה. זו הייתה המסקנה של אי אפשר לעולם בלא מנהיג. כולם יחד דולקים וקלים על מציאות אחת ויחידה. יש כאן יחד עמוק יותר. הגילוי של בירה דולקת מחייב שכולם יצאו מאחד והולכים אל אחד. אז אברהם אבינו אז מזבוינן, from the echo that he sees in this world, that there's a common past and a common future, that there's a common moloch and yimloch olam, that's the oimek of Hashem Melech, is that also Hashem Moloch, that we have a vow meshutaf, we have the same past, and we have the same yimloch olam void. We have the same future, that's Rashi. If Trias HaMesim doesn't come from the Torah, then Malanu v'Amunasa, what is this Amun account? What does it matter? It has to all come from the Hoveh, it has to all come from the Hoveh, the Torah, the map of Metzius, present reality. And we have to be able to see from here, which is the only thing we know anything about, because we don't know the past, meaning what was before the world, and we don't know the future. We can only know our present reality, our present earthly reality. From that, we have to get to the Yimloch and Moloch and Yimloch. And here we get back to the fact that the Rosh Hashanah is that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. What type of malachim? Jewish kings. Tishrei is for non-Jewish kings. Yeshna nikuda shenikleit hoveh. We have this nekudas ha'emtza. What's the nekudas ha'emtza? That's the emtza bein avar ve'atid. In between the future and the past. That's Chodesh Nisan. This month of Chodesh Nisan is the month that's in between the past and the future. Hamitziyut kula kach inyana. שהסדר הטבעי והפשוט של הדברים, כפי שמתבקש מתוך סדר הדברים עצמם, תחילת הדברים נמצא במומנט של הזריעה. Where does everything start? The סדר הטבעי is that it starts with זריעה, and that's Rosh Hashanah למלכי יומס העולם. It starts in Tishrei. And when does it end? It ends when everything is gathered together. When is that? Well, that's in they start in the time of Zriya, in the winter. That's when their year begins. And the end of their year is when everything is gathered together. זה הסוף, זה הסדר הטבעי. הסדר הטבעי, it all starts, and that's when the Goyish New Year starts, with the planting. That's where it all begins. רגע האמצא, what's the רגע האמצא? רגע האמצא, זה הווה אמיתי. That's Nisan. That's what stands in between the past, where it all started, and the future, where it's all going. That's when the Seder Azman begins. That's what it means, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Meaning, the Seder Azman of Jewish kings begins in the middle. The Seder Azman of Gentile kings begins at the beginning. Because the Gentile kings are the Seder HaTivi Shel HaDvarim. When does Teva begin? Tishrei. Start planting. Starts the beginning of winter. When does it start for the Jewish kings? In the middle, in Nisan. Nisan smack in the middle. That's Nekudat HaOveh. Perush l'stakel al HaOveh v'lerot et HaMalach v'yimloch. Lenasot l'avin. Shetach HaPrisa שאנחנו יכולים להתפרס אם אנחנו תופסים את הדברים בעיקרם ותכליתם מבחינתנו שלנו עד כמה אנחנו יכולים להגיע. אם נרצה לתפוס נקודת העבר ומוצא של הדברים, נקודת התכלית של כל הדברים כולם, עבורנו נקודת המוצא נמצאת אתמול, ונקודת התכלית נמצאת מחר. לאיזה עומק של עבר אנחנו יכולים להגיע במסגרות התפיסה שלנו? The way, how far can we spread out? You know how far? I'll tell you. The Nekudat HaMotza all started yesterday, last week, 2 months ago. And the Tachlis, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow when you invested in that, in real estate, and when is it gonna, when can you flip the, when can you flip the property? When's the stock market, you know, it takes a little bit of time. You invested yesterday, you wait a little bit, and then you hope to start seeing dividends, whatever. Everything is like that in this world. Nekudat HaMotza recently, and Nekudat HaTachlit is not so long. And that's all. זאת זה לפי התפיסה שלנו. זה שטח הפריסה שאנחנו הולכים לתפוס. That's what we can understand. That's how far we can go in our limited perspective. So that's our Nekudas HaTchala. And the end is our, the way we can understand the purpose. But I have a secret for you, sweet friends. The past, what was yesterday and last week, is not the past. That's just part of the present. It's a very broad present. It's an expansive present. And the future is also part of the present. It's a hoveh mitmashech. It's a continuous present. We don't go to the true past, which is before our present reality, and the true future, which is after our present reality, subsequent to our present reality. We can't connect to that past and future. The toda'ah, the consciousness, the awareness of man, is only here. The point of departure, the true point of departure, and the ultimate goal is beyond man's consciousness. Nikudata motza achora, minikudata motza shelo, vikadima, minikudata sof shelo. When you take that point of departure before what man is able to perceive, and that point of the goal after, beyond what man is able to perceive, ze me'ever la'todah shelo. Ze davar she'adam lo yechol letfos. Im adam rotze, eze nikudat maga, b'ma she'nikra avar, נקודת מוצא של אמת, ולא נקודה מקרית שאנחנו נמצאים בה היום, וכן נקודת עתיד של אמת שנוגעת לנו, על זה אמר רבי עקביה בן מהללאל, באבות פרק ג' משנה א', הסתכל בשלושה דברים, ואי אתה בא לידי עבירה, דע מאין באת, ולאן אתה הולך, ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין בחשבון. אגב, יש גרסה, in the Cambridge, museum or library, I once saw quoted. They have an old text. It says, "Me'ayin basa," from Rav, the Maskil of Shlomo, Hakon Rav Shlomo Karbach Zitzel, the former Mashkiach in Chaim Berlin. "Me'ayin basa ula'ayin ata holech." We come from ayin, from nothing, and that's where we're going. Not this physical world that we know. If you know me'ayin hu ba ula'an hu olech, you don't come to Avera. ואין אתה בא לידי עבירה. אבל מכיוון שאנחנו כן באים לידי עבירה, פירוש הדברים, שאנחנו לא יודעים מאין באנו, לאן אנחנו הולכים. אנחנו בפירוש לא יודעים. We don't really know, we're not really connected to that past and that future. We don't have that בירה דולקת to see that everything is all godliness. Past and future alike. Not our limited past and future, which is really present, but the past before our present awareness, consciousness, and reality, and after our consciousness and reality. And here is the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Umasa'ola. The difference between the way Torah wants us to perceive things and the reason way nature wants us to perceive things. Our Tfisus HaMalchus is Malchi Yisrael, the way Torah explains it. Malchi Umasa'ola is the way the nature has it. Nature starts in the winter. We, and at the beginning of the natural process. Which means that they understand reality as within their awareness, within their consciousness. That's their Tzuras HaChaim. But we start in the middle. In other words, we begin at this middle point in the Hoveh. That's Nisan. Right? Which is when things sprout. It's not when we gather it in, and it's before we gather it in and after we plant. So in the realm of nature, it's right in the middle. However, that's our reality. In other words, we're supposed to be Toifes from the Hoveh. from this Nisan, from this middle point, which is Hofer, which is present, in the context of greater reality, in the context of the past, which precedes the Ayin, which precedes this world, and the L'Ayin Atah, which is after this world, Ve'acharei Kechlois HaKol. Hadat she'me'alechet ba'olam omeret she'en afshurut la'asik b'shum ofet ha'achala shel advarim yachad. So, b'chinat ma'chut ha'kayemet ba'olam shel ma'chei umot ha'olam. They don't see everything as being together, the past, present, and the future. That's ma'chei umas ha'olam. Their whole tefisa starts with the Zriya, Seder Ateva. They can't come in the middle, because then that's not the proper Seder. Their Yachad, the Yachad of that reality, that's the world, that's the Malchi Umasa Olam, Melech Kulam, Yachad. Yachad Shifteso, that Melech is Ma'achid, everybody. Their Biyachad starts with the planting, with the Seder Ateva. That's their nekudat motza mishutefet, their common point of departure. Tchilat ha'olam mibchina hazot shamachei umot olam hi minukunat ha'atchala po. V'sofo shel ha'olam mibchinat ha'sof shenemtzeit po. Elu hem ha'atchala ve'hasof shenemtzeim po. Ha'akev shel ha'shana ha'tev'it matchil berega shel ha'zriya v'nigmar berega shel ha'asif. Ze ha'akev ha'tev'i shel ha'shana. זה הכיף ששייך לבחינת המלכות שנתפסת בעולם באופן הטבעי. מלכי אומות העולם. הגילוי שנתגלה בניסן זה מלך אחר. וגם צורה אחרת של מלכות. בלשון המשנה זה נקרא למלכים ולרגלים. גם תפיסת מלך שונה, גם תפיסת יחד שונה, תפיסת מלכות אחרת ותפיסת רגלים. What is regalim? Regalim means you're going towards something. It's a new mahalach. Like hiluch haraglayim. L'malachim also. Roshana l'malachim l'regalim. It's a new mahalach. That's the gilui of Nisan. It's a different type of malchus, different type of yachad, and it's a different approach to life. In the Sefer Yetzirah, that's Miuchas Avraham Avinu, mentioned by the Roshana, by the Kuzari, he splits up the months of the years. So we have Evari Aguf and Kochos HaNefesh. These are the two Chalukot. Kochos HaNefesh, like Re'iyah, Shmiyah, Hira, Tzchoik, Reges. These are the 12 Manhigim Baguf. And the 12 Manhigim B'Nefesh. So Nisan, in the world of Nefesh, is Dibur. Also Lashon Sicha. And Nisan is Regel Yamin. I don't understand what I'm talking about. Quoting. What's parallel to Chodesh Nisan B'Tzura Sa'oda? Ze Efsherut HaDibur Ve'Efsherut HaIluch. In the Sefer Yetzira, Nisan is speech and Nisan is being able to walk. Dvar Melech Shilton. Shilton, rulership, is Dvar. Dvar Melech Shilton. Yadber Amim Tachtena. That's rulership. Rulership is Lashon Dibur. That's how a person rules, if he's a good speaker. There's no ruler in the world who's, barely speaks, and he stutters a lot, and he can't express himself well. You become a leader by being able to speak well. Peh represents the Shlit of a king. That's the Dibur. That's Chodesh Nisan. Nisan's Dibur. Dabar echad lador, like Rashi says in numerous places, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. One leader for the future, Hanhaga. Yadber amim tachtenu. They were going to rule other nations. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'l'regalim. So what's parallel is Dibur and Regal Yamin. It has to be that way. Dibur is Malchus. That's Kochos HaNefesh. And in the Guf, it's the Regal Yamin. That's your first step you take with your right foot. Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'l'regalim. Dibur v'regal yamin. We're starting here this new mahalach, and that's the true rulership, true malchus, is Chodesh Nisan. Because again, that is the present. That's our present. It's right in the middle. It's smack in the middle, in between. Tishrei is the beginning in Teva. And halfway through, you're in Nisan. Meaning from the Hoveh, you're supposed to connect to the past, but the past beyond our Todah, beyond our consciousness, beyond the present, which is really a constant, which really includes the past and the future. It's our past and our future. And we have to connect to the past, the Ayin, and the past that precedes it, our reality and the future after our reality. יש כאן ראש שנה למלאכים וראש שנה לרגלים. So it helps us understand the world and Malchus in the world. We have to understand Malchus differently. We have to understand that our present comes from a past that's beyond the system of this world. And our future is also beyond the system of this world. From the Hashem Melech, we get to the Hashem Malach, which precedes the world, and to the Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ad, a perception of the future, which is beyond our present reality. התפיסה הזאת שוברת את סדר הדברים בעולם. את נקודת המוצא שלה, כלומר העבר הרחוק ביותר, נקודת הזריעה של הדברים, נקודת העתיד הרחוקה ביותר, נקודת האסיף של הדברים, כל זה ההווה. In the world of the kings, it starts with the planting, ends with the gathering in. That's all הווה. It's just one big present, one long present. It's just Hashem Melech. But us, we start in the middle. We start with the true present, meaning present that expands to our entire reality. 1,000 years ago, 20 minutes from now, 3 years from now, that's the Hashem Melech. And from a proper tefisa of Hashem Melech, seeing God in this world right now, in this reality of the planet Earth in which we find ourselves, we have that tefisa of the Malach and the Yimloch. The Me'ayin Bos and Lanot Ha'olech. And that's mafki a person from being Bali De Aveira, like the Mishnah says. Then there's going to be no Aveira. Because you understand, you have a correct perspective on reality. And that, sweet friends, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. How does that work? So Mirtz Hashem, for that we have to wait till the next shir, the next segment of this shir. So thank you for listening, Ubezrat Hashem. אנחנו נסביר יותר בפעם הבאה. שלום, שלום.